welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. A familiar face is heading up the 2018 edition of the Kentucky State Fair. Former Kentucky Farm Bureau Executive Vice President David Beck, who took over as President and CEO of the Kentucky State Fair and Kentucky Venues July 1st, says he's no stranger to the fair.
I grew up going to the State Fair, being involved with showing and judging. And then with 41 years of Kentucky Farm Bureau, I had the opportunity to participate from a Farm Bureau standpoint from a sponsorship being involved and being supported. So I've worked for Freddie Farm Bureau. I've worked the booth. I've judged. We've been sponsors. We've been involved in different aspects of it. So it's a different point of view. There's been many fairs, and I was there every day. Without question, we'll be there every day during this fair.
Beck says this year's fair offers some new opportunities.
We've got a great team. We're excited about it. We've got some new things. We have the concert, and I think everybody's excited about that. Every night, if you got your admission ticket, you get in for the concert, and that's pretty neat opportunity to do that. We've got the Agland in the South Wing.
He adds a visit to Agland will be a chance to learn the story of agriculture.
All the agricultural groups of Kentucky and agencies are coming together with a display over an acre of space to be dedicated to 4-H and SFA and educational booths. And the way I like to describe the booths, It's an educational opportunity for people of all ages, children as well as adults, to learn more about our food delivery system, how our food is produced, how it's taken care of, how it's processed, how it's transported, and how it gets to the table to the restaurant. So to me, that's pretty neat to be able to have opportunity to do that, use technology to tell that story.
We'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Beck says the fair will kick off Thursday morning with a commodity breakfast and a ribbon cutting.
We'll have a lot of electric. They'll have their aprons on with serving food at board. They'll get to serve all the participants. And then right after that, around 9 o'clock, we'll have the ribbon cutting, the grand opening for the Kentucky State Fair. That's always a highlight.
He adds the Kentucky State Fair will have something for everyone this year.
Some people enjoy the entertainment. Some enjoy the livestock. Some enjoy the competition. Some enjoy the rides and all. It has different means to different people.
The fair runs through Sunday, August 26th. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.